Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com coming to you on the 21st of February 2012 in the United States. It's the 22nd of February for me here in Japan across the dateline. But in the United States, I am honored to be joined on the line once again by Bill Still, a former newspaper editor and publisher, a best-selling author and award-winning documentary writer and director. He's written for USA Today, the Saturday Evening Post, the Los Angeles Times. He's written over 20 books, including his latest No More National Debt, and has worked on three feature length documentaries, including The Money Masters, one of the most watched films in internet history, and The Secret of Oz, available at secretofoz.com. So, Bill Still, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, as I mentioned, we did talk once before, and people who are interested in that conversation can go into the CorbettReport.com archives to look for that previous conversation that we had about Secret of Oz and some of the concepts related to that. But today I'd like to talk a little bit about your run for the Libertarian presidential nomination, which is going on right now, and more information about your run for that can be found at still2012.com. That's STILL2012.com. So let's talk a little bit about this political move and why you've decided to run for presidential nomination at this time.
Well, it's just an opportunity to take the monetary reform issue to another level, an order of magnitude, larger audience, and an entirely different audience than I'm used to. And in fact, since my whole purpose that I've foreseen for many, many years is we're going to come upon a time where of a tremendous economic downturn, the likes of which are going to make even people in the United States become very desperate, kind of like the situation that you see in Greece today. And they're going to be thrashing around for an answer. They're going to know that all of the solutions that have been put forward over the years have not worked and will not work, and so they're going to be ready to try something different. And I believe that's why Ludwig von Mises came to the United States. He was brought here by the Rockefeller Foundation, and in fact, the Rockefeller Foundation was pretty much his sole support the entire time when he was an adjunct professor at NYU. I believe it was to implant the false solution, the Austrian economic solution, into the body politic of America. So I foresee this time approaching when we're going to be thrashing about for an answer, and the folks with the gold-backed money solution are going to be right there trying to convince us to go on a gold-backed money. And of course, America discovers that there is no good deposit gold left in Fort Knox, then, of course, we're going to have to throw in with an international gold money system. And, of course, this, I think, is absolutely the end game, the end of freedom, the end of sovereignty among nations as we know it. And so all I'm trying to do is inform a sufficient cadre of people, not only in the United States but worldwide, that this is coming, to be ready for it and to react swiftly when that solution is proposed, pointing out that the real solution is debt-free government-issued money, money issued in the public interest, cheap money that is ubiquitous, that is everywhere available, whereas gold money is expensive money, it's rare money, and historically it's always been held only by essentially the 1% of the population. So that's the problem, and that's what I'm trying to do. And the Libertarian Party run, actually, by doing so, I'm going right into the heart of the monster. This is the core of the Austrian economic theory in the American body politic. And I'm getting chewed on quite a bit, but I'm also making some headway, some more headway than I thought I was going to make. And so this is a worthy task. It's difficult. It's expensive. It's taken all the money I've got to do it, but it's worthwhile, and really I couldn't be spending my time and remaining energies in any better place.
Well, you're certainly right on that count. The Libertarian Party is, I think, most commonly associated with von Mises and Austrian economics, so it is admirable for you to be going directly into the belly of the beast, I suppose, as it were. And as I understand, you've been doing remarkably well, including coming in second in the Florida straw poll, despite not having any ground game.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see. And of course, the leading candidate is the former Republican candidate, turned libertarian on December 28. That's former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, who in my opinion, made a horrendous blooper in the Florida presidential debate, where he said that Wall Street and the bankers really didn't do anything wrong. They don't deserve to be prosecuted because they just made a few mistakes. And so I slammed him on live TV right then and there and said, this is ridiculous. The only way that bubbles are blown is by deliberate actions of the biggest banks by creating too much money for their own pleasure and profit. And then when either the bubble bursts or when they make it burst, they also profit on the downside by foreclosures. And so this is nothing but a giant scam, scamming the economy up into a bubble and down into a recession. You know, I heard something today on Bloomberg that was so ridiculous. Speaking of the term recession, one of the commentators, they're so scared to use the D word, the depression word. One of the commentators said, yeah, well, Greece has been in a major recession now for the last 5 years. Well, the very definition of depression, I believe it is two quarters or perhaps three quarters of negative GDP growth. So it's interesting. They're trying to minimize the problem until we get so deep in the hole that we really will accept any solution they offer.
Well, that's generally the way it works, to create the problem and then offer the solution. So let's talk a little bit more about some solutions. Obviously, the monetary reform issue is the key issue and underlies all of the other issues, as we've talked about in our previous conversation, and as I think you've outlined quite admirably in The Secret of Oz and the incredible history that you outline there of the monetary reform issue in America. But as I understand, there are eight planks to your current bid for Libertarian Party nomination, so perhaps we can go through some of the other planks.
Well, yeah, number one, actually, there is something more basic to me in importance than monetary reform, and that is deconsolidation of power at every level of governance. Power is being consolidated at unprecedented levels, especially since Obama got in office as U.S. president. And this is what the real problem is. On the monetary front, the monetary power has been consolidated into fewer and fewer hands amongst the biggest bankers, and this is extremely dangerous. So in any case, I'm all about deconsolidation of power at every level of governance. On the monetary front, that means that right now the big bankers, the commercial banks, have complete control over the American money supply, and not only the American money supply, but the money supply of every so-called sovereign nation throughout the world. So the money supply of all nations is no longer in the hands of the sovereign. It's in the hands of commercial banks. And of course, this is absolutely abhorrent to the notion of free people and democracy, because it completely destroys the concept of national sovereignty. Once a nation borrows from a bank, it is no longer sovereign. The bank becomes the sovereign, and political science has a term for this. That's called plutocracy, and that's not democracy. So, in my opinion, taking the monetary power from the private commercial banks and returning it into the hands of we the people, to whatever mechanism you wish to use, partial control of by Congress, minimal control by Congress, the creation of a monetary board arising from the 50 states to control the quantity of money. And of course, the idea is to keep the quantity of money absolutely stable on a per capita basis, and thereby creating a zero inflation rate. That's what the whole science of economics is supposed to be anyway, to create a zero amount of inflation, to create stability. And of course, that's not what we've been doing. So it's in my view, a deconsolidation of power to take the money power from unelectable bankers and put it into the hands of we the people, we the voting electorate. So at the root, the most important issue here is deconsolidation of power. Now, for another example, on the national level here in the United States, that means that power must be clawed back by the individual state governments. Power must be pushed down, must be deconsolidated. In the Constitution, there's this basic notion that's never mentioned in the document, but is absolutely pervasive to everything about the U.S. Constitution, and that is the separation of powers concept. That's the absolute epitome of deconsolidation of power. That's the American way to spread power out to the greatest extent practical. That's not the way we've been going in the past 100 years, and it's the way we need to return.
Exactly right. Well, let's look at some of the other issues. For example, of foreign entanglements and wars and rumors of wars and all of the things that the American war machine has been getting into recently. How would a Bill Still presidential bid deal or address with those issues?
Well, we've got to stop using force of arms to gain political objectives unless Congress declares a war. That too has really gone over the edge in recent years. George Washington warned us of this, RE entangling alliances, and we have to start heeding that warning. The problem is that we have to teach nations how to fight for their freedom. Freedom is not free. It's a perpetual struggle between we the people and the money masters, and will be that till the end of time. It's just not free. You have to be prepared to struggle for it, and nations cannot learn to struggle for it if the United States is always jumping in there and trying to secure it for them. So anyway, that's my basic take. I wouldn't sell any, unlike some of the other libertarian candidates, I would not sell all of our military bases around the world. I would keep every single one of those. I would maybe put up a fence around them. Maybe they wouldn't be staffed. Maybe the grass could grow up and the rabbits could overrun them, but that's good strategically located real estate, and I would keep all of that. There's virtually no expense to that, but I'd certainly withdraw all the troops from Asia. I think we can benefit from a little strategic play here, and that is two biggest nations on the Asian continent just happen to border each other, and that is Russia and China. They have a historic enmity, and if we just get the heck out of that continent, they can expend their efforts worrying about each other instead of combining their efforts to go against us.
On the issues page of your website at still2012.com/issues, you list medicine as one of the major issues. Perhaps you can get into that issue a little bit.
Well, I'm a descendant of the founder of osteopathy, and so I've always had a keen interest in medicine. In fact, during the 1980s, the decade of the 1980s, I made my living doing nothing but breakthrough medical stories and selling it to national magazines. So I know a lot about this stuff. Obamacare is just another giant consolidation of power grab, and it's got to be repealed. So what do you do to hold down medical costs? We have to fix the last week of life problem. That's what the problem is. We're spending our kids' inheritance by being hooked up to wires and tubes just to make us live 1 week longer. We've got to fix that. A second driver of the out-of-control costs of the medical system is the medical patent system, whereby everything is focused towards what is patentable, what can we corner the market on for decades into the future. That this drives out cheaper, alternative, useful, efficacious medications and techniques, and forces all of the medical studies to focus on what will produce the most dollar instead of what will produce the greatest benefit for humankind. That's got to be fixed.
Well, what would you say to a libertarian supporter, a Libertarian Party member at the moment who is still undecided about what candidate they want to select for nomination for president? What would you say to them in order to convince them that Bill Still is the way to go?
Well, I've been pitching these issues on YouTube day in and day out just to try to calm their fears, because they're terrified that I'm on violating this great Austrian principle of giving the money power back into the hands of the U.S. Congress so they can create a Weimar Germany situation. And nothing could be farther from the truth. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care how this is done. As long the goal here is to A, take the money power out of the hands of the private commercial banks. B, eliminate fractional reserve lending, whereby the largest commercial banks lend up to 300 times the amount of money they actually have. These are simply bookkeeping entries, but they get to collect the interest on it. And then if we don't pay their loans, which they made based on absolutely nothing, then they get to foreclose on our capital. So our property. So what this is asset stripping the middle class of the United States, consolidating the wealth into fewer and fewer hands. And so that's my take on that. And I just try to convince these people that, no, I've got a lot of different issues that I have unique solutions for. Just read my material, look at my YouTubes, and relax. I'm not Satan here designed to empower the state. Quite the contrary. I'm all about deconsolidation of power, whereas gold would be the ultimate consolidation of the money power and thereby the political power as well.
Well, finally, then, for those people who may be in the Libertarian Party and are already on board with you and your candidacy, what can they do to support your nomination?
Well, they can be very helpful. Donations. Unfortunately, it costs money for me to go around the country. And the only way you convince standing Libertarian Party members is to get in their face and, you know, tell them, relax, I'm not here to mess up your world or take over your party. I'm here to give you my unique take on the situation. So it takes money. Two, every state has libertarians in it. And if you could, you can set me up, make a call, go on the website to your local libertarian state committee, give them a call, talk to them, set them up to talk to me, and just help me out in that way. Or you can even help me out by going on our Facebook page and posting positive things, you know, give your own take of why this is a good situation and why you support my candidacy. You know, this is very, very helpful.
And as I understand, the next big event is going to be the Georgia Libertarian State Convention?
Yeah, the Georgia Libertarian State Convention is this weekend. It's Saturday afternoon in Athens, Georgia. The next weekend, it's the California State Convention, which is in Ventura, California. You can access information on these on the state libertarian pages. It's just one after another from here. I'm out every weekend until the national convention, the first weekend in May in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. A very busy man at this point, especially. Well, certainly we thank you for your time today and best of luck in your nomination bid.
Thank you very much.